نسمع كل طبعا
أشياء سيدة
ولا زيت
أشياء
سيدة أشياء يا إغناني أمين of course it's مستعبر that way but that's why the tool uses the wash machine in other words not only when no shchite was realized in the matter but even when a shchite, the beginning of the shchite that was realized in the matter was given but since at the end of the shchite there was a psul so that means that no shchite was realized even now it's mistaba like that it wouldn't be mistaba any other way but he still says akil now in the Yosef Kirish the Rosh Matthew should initially say that Nita Bishkasatsma as a matter of fact they say I was but the Mishyos Shat is much better than the Kasika alright but this had the Tom Shiglat the Amun of Mishmore in other words a Kasika like God not like Havan but that was Simone Mahshem Rachmone the Amun of Mishmore that was Simone Mahshem Rachmone because you make us a Heil she in Revitzei a boy Mishra Sime we make שייך את רייסי, בטס חי שהוא ניתה, אוי דברי שמוני שאו מי מיידוי בשל עצמא. אם הוא בטס נס ובטס חי, אין של עס עצמא, הוא שרסים לי גם כאלה, לא נמצא שרי בוס. So in other words, we pass, אוי בשל לי פס, like what, not like הבא. The דלת שמוני מחשב מוני. So even though the shrit of the mother is matter to move there, but suppose for some reason, the shrit of the mother couldn't be mother to Uber because the mother turned out to be a slave. So still, the Uber is really can be realized in the Uber itself. Now, so one thing is clear: if the mother turned out to be a slave, so then the Uber cannot become Uber. The Shkita Sime. So from that view, is an eye to the swallow of Rabchai that. By Shrite, so Shrite is not a matter. Because if we want to assume that Shrite is accomplishes in Shrite just as it accomplishes in Shreima. But the reason is why, if you share the Shrite, you are not Bosa Bahira. Because in the Lamb of Bosa Bahira, Shrite is a fable. So in this case, where the blood is not a Shrite, the mother is a Shrite. So why shouldn't the blood be Muta Bishpasime? Why? The mother is a traitor. Okay, so you're not allowed to eat the mother because of this, of course, a person is a traitor is a traitor. But the blood is not a traitor. Why shouldn't he be neither? We should be asking, right? So it's an iron rule. This thing that in a traitor, shrite is not a matter. Shrite is not a matter of a hero. That's what I'm saying. Now, this is in the case where the mother turned out to be a traitor. Now, suppose it goes the other way around. Suppose the mother is not the traite, but the fetus turned out to be a traite. Is it muta bishkasime or not? On that point there is a machlokes kasha. Now, taking the moral of hope, the fourth prayer, the Rosh, Nagoi Sosh. Alright, now the Rosh, and the prayer is the Imam Kasha. Dagui Sosha, the second Dagui. There are two Dagui's. But the second Dagui, it's that, it's here in the Gemara, it's page 338, it's paragraph A, in Peri Beiman Kash. So there are two Dagui Sosha. The second Dagui Sosha. Most important Tishon is, oy ben shnei no chai, oy ben yitz. So of course it's muta bishmi tassim. It's on the basis of behim as a chayu. Afal pi shachshom yit, behim po muta. There is no doubt in the case of the ben shnei no. Because in the ben shnei no, the heter is not based upon the zasakosuk of kol di behim as a chayu. Even the chayu is muta. Even the chayu is muta. So the mele, so who cares that it's a chayu? Even the chayu is muta. It's a special heter, and everything you find in the Mei Abeim, if those portions were in the Mei Abeim or the time of the Shem. So there is no doubt in regard to Ben Tisha Meis, Ben Shnei Ochai Oimeis. So there it's based upon When you say Chayru, so even though the show turned out to be a three, because it would more so than Kisha Chai, the Yiftis al-Gabikark, the news of three was, why the Rabbah? Because since it's Yiftis al-Gabikark, so according to Rabbah and Rabshin in Zure, so it requires Shrit. If it requires Shrit of its own, so the Meir Trey Vasa. So that's also in the Rabbah. Don't shrit them, you should also have a little mali, or an amit them today. Oh, here is a controversial point. Mots of the Tisha Chai, the Lord Yifris of Kabikarake, then is Mutam Drais, is Mutam Drabonon, is Mutam Drabonon, to eat it without shrit, how we should have seen it. So the question is, suppose it's Mots of the Tisha Chai, the Lord Yifris of Kabikarake, but it turns out, the Tisha Chai is a trait, is it Mutabachile or not? So he mentioned Machlok and Shem. Rav Yochi from Rav Yehovi, Sheshridasim ein itara, se nini trait, veyos, vechim posak rab ne yabetz. Aber ich schmul bei ma troye, mati, ich schon kommen, wenn ich sich heilu, wie mir den Gorn, ich so schrei zel, you know, at least with Rav Yishmuel. So we have a Machlok and Shem. According to Rabbi Abetz, if you have even Teshai, and even Teshai turns out to be trait, another mother, it's a Bachir, it's a Bachir, and it has no tikkun, because Shri Satsmei will certainly not be able to be not Bachir, because it's a trait, but the Shri Satsmei is not effective, vis-a-vis a new bear, that is a trait, that's Rabbi Yehiel, Rabbi Yabichi. And Rabbi Shmuel Bar Matroye, he says that it's Mutar Mishim Kol Beheimo Secheiru. Now the question is this. Now we mentioned in connection with the Rambam. The Rambam, even though Rabbi Meir says two halachas, first of all he says that the Teshai is not Mutar Mishim Kol, and then he says the Chiyuv the Megillah Noshe of the Teshai is Oseh. Is also, and the leader says two things. He's really on 2 points. He says, first of all, even this high doesn't require Shri Satsman, and then even the Chilin Mila Noshe with the Teshai is Mutabachir. But it is Mutter, is Mutabachir. So, and the Rambam, well, the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yehuda in regard to the Uber, not requiring Shri, but in regard to Chilin and he. The Rambam passes like a man. Now, so we explain this Rambam. Even though that according to Rambam is two separate machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi. It just happens that Rabbi says one way and Rabbi says the other way. But they are not logically connected. In other words, with the Rambam passes like Rabbi in the machlokes as whether he is Nita Mishasine and he passes like Rabbi as whether the Yisr of Chayre is Mutar. So it's two separate machlokes. Now, the other Sheni, who passed to Amir Om Sheni, even the Bechava doesn't mention his Rambam, so they all passed like Rabbi Yehuda in everything. Not only in regard to the requirement of Shrite in the Fites, but even in regard to the Yisachayre and Yisachayre and Yisachayre, they also passed. Like Rabbi Yehuda, that there is no Yisachir. So, the other Rishayim were Achilik and the Rambam, apparently hold that the reason as to why that a Ben Pakue, Ben Tes, is Muter, Achilik because of the Zerzakosuf of Kol Bimehimo Sechayim. So, that's why, in other words, that there is a logical connection between the two machlekes, between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Mashiach in the Rambam, he passed things like Rabbi Meir in regard to the Chiyuv Megid of the Shalom. That is awesome. It's awesome. So, but vis-a-vis Ibn Chaz, so then everybody agrees that the Chiyuv Megid of the Shalom is Mutar. Why? because of Kol Behemus Achilu. But so the question is, so let's apply it as a concept of Kol Behemus Achilu Ligabe Eventes Chai also. The answer is Eventes Chai Oimes is certainly not the name of war, because you don't even have Chodoshim. So the melee, the heter of Kol Behemus Achilu applies. Masheiki Mites Chai. So the Rambam passes like Hamea in that machlekes, that the Mites Chai, since it has Chodoshim already, so the melee is considered as a behemoth of Gmura by itself, on its own merit. If it's considered as a behemoth of Gmura by itself, you cannot apply the heter of Kol Behemus Achilu. Kol Behemus Achilu applies to something that is not a behemoth on its own merit. So, but it's inside the mother behemoth, so then, if there was a shchita realized, so it's muta bachir. Basherinke, if it's a behemoth on its own merit, so it doesn't come within the heter of Kol Behemus Achilu. So why is it that the shomil, the test chai, doesn't require shchita? So it's, according to the Rambam, we have to say, it's not on the basis of Kol Behemus Achilu, but the shchita of the mother is a shchita on the blood also. A shchita on the blood also. That's the Shinez Rambam. Now, that, so, Rabbi Yishmuel Bamotroye, he is matir the blood, even if the blood turns out to be a failure. Why? Because of Kol Behemus Achilu. Now, what is the shita of Rabbi Yavetz? Rabbi Yavetz and Rabbi Yael. So apparently they hold that there is a basic distinction between the ches and the tes. But ches is not a behemoth mura by itself. So maybe it's muta because of Kol Behemus Achilu. So even if it's a treite, it's muta. Masha'in kim ben tes chai, according to Rabbi Yavetz, is a behemoth. So maybe it doesn't come within the heter of Kol Behemus Achilu. But why is it muta b'achilu without shchitas atzmei? Because that's another aloha, that the shchite of the mother is considered as a shchite in the vatu. That's the story of Rabbi Yavi. In other words, when someone shechts a behemoth, not a behemoth who bears, a behemoth that is not who bears, when he shechts a behemoth, so the sacking, he applies the sacking on the neck, on the saddle, on the simonim. But it doesn't mean that the shchite is realized only in the simonim. It's one group, it's one organism. So the melee, when he shechts a behemoth, true, the sacking is applied on the simonim, on the tzavah. But it's considered that the ma'aseh shchita is realized in every portion, in every aver of the behemoth. So we don't say that he was sheikha the simonim. He was sheikha the tzavah. When you share the behemoth, you share the whole behemoth. You share the tzavah, you share the feet, you share the hands, you share everything. Because it's one behemoth. So the melee, the Rabbi Yavetz shita is that the reason is why a ben takuye ben tes chai is nita b'shtrasimei, because, not because of Kol Behemus Achilu, but the same by the shchite that is realized on the mother is also realized on the blood. And since, so the reason is why it's muta mishirasimei, because we say al kedin that the ma'aseh shchite is realized not only on the mother, on the mother's guf, but on the blood's guf too. Just as in the case where someone shechts a behemoth, we don't say a shchite is realized just on the tzavah. A shchite is realized on the tzavah, on the head, on the feet, on every part of the guf. So when the mother is in Paris and there is a test chai, so then we say that the same shchite that is realized and the mother's group is realized and the fetus's group. That's why it's muter al the shchita simei. Because there is a shchita realized. But since there is a loch, as Reb Chaim says, that shchita is not a mati, and a treife, so in many ways, if the fetus turns out to be a treife, so the fetus cannot be muter b'achile. Because why is it muter? Because the same as the shchita that is realized on the roof of the mother, we consider our pedin as being realized on the roof of the fetus. But, so there is a separate, the same as the shchita is realized by the group of the fides, but if the group of the fides is a treite, so shrite and treite is not a matter. It's not a matter. 1 second, please. So shrite and treite is not a matter. That the question is, that's the story of Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Shmuel Palotroye. So he says that it's mutar because according to him, the reason is why even test chai is mutar lishin esinei is for the same reason as the beches is mutar, because of Rabbi Yosecheu. So, but the question is, so then we should say, what should be the Rambam Shite? And this question, what should be the Rambam Shite? Let's say, in this case, if he was shenichei the mother, and there was a bentes chai, and then the bentes chai turned out to be a traitor, what should the Rambam say? Is the shrite, is the bepakui muter, or the shrite simei, even though the bepakui itself is a traitor now? So we should say that according to the Rambam should agree with the shrite of Rabbi Yaakov. Because after all, the Rambam passes like a mayor in regard to the Nisachil and the Nisagilanoshe. So, but vis-a-vis Iberches, so then everybody agrees that there is no Nisachil in the Shaul of Iberches. Why? Because then it's Muter on the basis of the name of Sachemo. But Benches, it's not Muter according to the Rambam on the basis of the name of Sachemo. But it's Muter on the basis, because the shrite of the mother is also a shrite in the blood. But if the blood turns out to be a treife, so shrite in a treife is not a matia. So the Rambam should pass it, that if the pakue turns out to be a treife, it should be also a treife. But the Rambam passed it in Perusha Mishneh. Turn to the Perusha Mishneh. The fifth mission, Bel Kabir. The fifth mission. Hashem had Zabay Momot Moshkin Achai. Zabay Tisha Chai Shemut Alayim Ayim Ayim Shri. Ayim Chalpa Vidom Imuta. Ayim Chalpa Vidom Imuta. Eitzel Chachon. Vidah Shemut Zor Dikim. Reitzelima, Shein Trifes Mapsidose Lifishu Etzrinu Kishoch Atro Kishu Achai. So he passes here the same shite as Rabbi Shmuel. Not like Rabbi Yaakov. But the question is, how can the Rambam pass like Rabbi Shmuel? The Rambam should pass like Rabbi Yaakov according to the Rambam's longest. Rabbi, the reason is why Rabbi Shmuel says that he will be the Ben Pakwe, even though the Ben Pakwe is a traitor, so it's still mutabachile because of Kol Bein Sechelo. But according to the Rambam, it couldn't be based on Kol Bein Sechelo. And it's based upon another Muslim, because the Shrite of the mother is a shrite in the blood, but the blood is a traitor. How can shrite be a matia in a traitor? So we have to say that there is still a difference between the Rabbi Yavetz and the Rambam. According to Rabbi Yavetz, so the maise shrite that is realized on the mother is also a maise shrite that is realized on the blood. In other words, in the same way, when one shech the bein, even though the sakin doesn't touch the feet of the bein, the hand of the bein, the head of the bein, the sakin only touches the neck of the bein, the throat of the bein, and it doesn't come in contact with any other part of the organs of the bein, but no one would say that the shrike, the maize shrike is realized just in the neck, in the throat. The maize shrike is realized in the bein. So according to Rabbi Yavetz, according to Rabbi Yavetz, the same thing is true of Ibn Bakwe. In other words, just as we said in regard to the behemoth, that even though the saki is applied on the tzabah, but the ma'ase shrite is realized out of it, is realized, and the whole group, not just on the tzadik, on the hands, on the feet, on the head, on everything. And then, it's one thing. So, the ma'ase shrite of the mother is considered as being realized on the udatut. So Mele, if it's if the same Maisha, so the reason is why the Uber is Mutter of the Shrita Sinai, because the Uber itself we say heavy Shrita. According to the Rambam, it's not like that. We say the Maisha Shrita is realized only on the goof of the mother. Not on the goof of the Uber. But since the Uber is inside the mother, so that's the aloha. Then the Uber becomes neater for a shchita in the mother. Not that the Maisa shchita is considered as being realized on the Uber. According to Rabbi Yavetz, the aloha is that the Maisa shchita is considered as being realized not only on the roof of the mother, but also on the roof of the Uber. According to the Rambam, the Maisa shchita is considered as being realized only on the roof of the mother. But the aloha is, since the Uber is the Mei, so the Mele, the Uber becomes Nita through the Maisa Shrita in the mother. But we don't say that the Maisa Shrita was realized in the Uber itself. So the Mele, so even though the Uber is a Trefe, so it doesn't matter. The aloha is a Maisa Shrita that is realized on the Trefe. Cannot be matter. But if the Maisa Shrita is realized on Shlomo, but a Trefe becomes Mutter through the Maisa Shrita that is realized on Shlomo, why shouldn't the Trefe also become Mutter? That's the Shittas Rav. Yes, but
would the Rabbeinu Yavetz then say, with finding the Uber Trefe, that it's also Matrif the Imo? Because the shchit is done also on the Eber.
I mean about the mother, there is no question. If the mother is a trefa,
the Eber is the trefa.
The Eber is the trefa. So
therefore, it's the Imo, and the shchit was done, my shchit was on the Imo, but it was considered on the Eber. Now only the Eber is found in trefa. Because it's like finding a veshet with a hole in it. I mean a lung with a hole to find the trefa.
No.
Organ which is a trefa.
The Uber is a separate being. The Uber is a separate being. If the mother is not a trefe, it's a shlemo.
Yeah.
And the Uber turned out to be a trefe. So as far as the Maisa Shrita and the mother is concerned, it's a good Maisa Shrita. The mother is certainly mutabakir.
But if one lung in the mother would be bad,
it's not wrong. The Uber is a separate being. It's not wrong. Once it's born, once it's taken out, it's certainly something separate from the mother.
Yes.
So let's say, while the Uga was inside the Meime, so he was considered like an evil of the mother. So only as long as he was the Meime, but the moment he's taken out, so he has nothing to do with the mother. It's not the long of the mother anymore. Yes, what?
The fact that there is transfer, at least from the rush, there's transfer of blood between the Uga and the mother.
I don't know whether the rush means that mamish there is a transfer. What the rush means, I don't know the scientific fact. But what, 1 second! The Rosh means that there is some connection. There is some connection. And I don't know. There probably is some connection. In other words, I know that that certain diseases that the mother has, so the infected are transferred to the fetus through the blood system. So there must be some sort of connection. The Rosh doesn't mean that mamish is one circulatory system. Of course it's not one circulatory, it's two separate circulatory systems. But there is a certain connection between the circulatory system of the mother and the Uga. Because of that, so in Mele, we cannot apply the heter of Kol Uvei Sofer. Yes, what?
Do we say, I'm just asking plain, do we say that if the mother is a trefa, and the Uber is a ventes high, so Ibris...
Then it goes without saying. If the mother is a trefa, so the shrita is no shrita.
Right, and then both the Uber, do we say, can be nitar by the shrita satsmo?
That's right.
So it's not a two-way street according to Rambam then. Because according to Rambam, if the mother's a shlema and the shlita works, it'll affect the heter on the Uber if the Uber's a trefa. But if the mother's a trefa, it will not contaminate the Uber.
No, so what's the kasha? I don't understand.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't work both ways.
According to the Rambam, the Maisa Shrita that is realized in the mother is realized only on the goof of the mother.
Right.
Not on the goof of the Uber.
Right.
But there is another halacha. There's a new balance meter for the shechit of the mother.
Okay.
So the shechit of the mother. Now, but suppose he cannot be meter for the shechit of the mother because the mother is a prefect. So then he can be meter of the shechit of the satsmi too.
Okay.
That's the halacha of the Alzheimer's.
Now, am I wrong when I say this, that the Rambam says that when the Maaseh Shechita is done to the mother, the Maaseh Shechita is only realized on the mother itself, and the Uber is considered as part of the Gufo.
No. The Maaseh Shechita is realized only on the mother.
On the mother. And
but there's another halacha that the Uber becomes Mutter for the Shechita, the Maaseh Shechita of the mother.
So it only works to our advantage. We can never ask for the Uber then because of the mother.
That's right. I mean, you don't ask them.
Okay.
You see, I mean, you could ask, and even our even Rabbi Yabes is no kasha.
Yeah.
According to the Rambam, it's certainly no kasha, because according to the Rambam, The Maaseh Shechita is considered being realized only on the goof of the mother, not on the goof of the woman. But since the woman is the Meimo, so the Meile the Aloche is that the woman becomes mutter through the Maaseh Shechita of the mother, but not that there is a Maaseh Shechita realized on the woman. So Mimele, there is certainly no difficulty in that halacha of Dalit Zimone Machshirach Mone. So even if the mother is a Kreike, so the Shechite was no Shechite. But still, the Uber can be Nita through his own Shechite. And there is no difficulty because after all, no Maaseh Shechite was ever realized before. But if you could ask the question, but it's not a difficulty, according to Rabbi Yaakov, called the Rabbi Yadis. So he holds that it's not just that the Uber becomes Mutter through the Maaseh Shechita of the mother. No, the Maaseh Shechita in the mother is also a Maaseh Shechita in the Uber. So there, and that's why if the Uber is a Treife, so it's not Mutter Bachir. Because a Maaseh Shechita in a Treife is not a matter. It's not a matter. So then you could ask, but it's not a kasha. You could ask. So why does Rabbi say Dalit Zimone Machshirei Rachmoneh if the mother would turn out to be afraid? So at the time of the Maaseh Shechita, there was a Maaseh Shechita realized in the mother and in the woman. And then that Maaseh Shechita was frustrated because the mother was afraid. So how can we carry out another Maaseh Shechita in the woman to be matir? So that's no difficulty, that's no difficulty. Two, the first Maaseh Shechita was a failure. It couldn't be, it wasn't successful, it wasn't effective. But then, the second Maaseh Shechita that is realized in the Uber itself, that is effective. Alright.
In other words, if we're possible, the aim is to do another Shechita, that would be all, in other words, theoretically. If the aim was not a trefa, in other words, with the Uber, according to Rabbi Yaakov, you have two chances. If the aim is still a trefa, you still have a chance to get the Uber by its own shechita.
Yeah, that's according to everybody. That's obviously.
Right.
No,
I understand. No.
That's obviously.
The Uber's got a second chance. In other words, it might be nitar on the first shechita, and if you fail on that, you still have a chance.
Well, that's obviously. Okay. That's according to everybody. That's obviously. All right. What do you say about six days? What do you say about the Uitakon? Now. When this guy should be in the shrut of shale, we go down, we go out the hymn down, the hymn, and he said, I've got to it, I can't be shrut. So who's been is that? Rabbi Sharshi. Now, according to Rashi, that's some of this, so Rabbi Sharshi is a lot, it's not a little bit. Because Rabbi Sharshi is with Rabban. But according to Robert, that the Dalai Simone Machshel Rachmoneh, so then it's Yeish with that. But all the other Rishayim Achim come out. And we say that it has nothing to do with the machlokes between Rabban and Rabbi. Rabbi Sharshi's halacha is based upon the concept that since he's nitar al the Shechita Sinai, so the Mele is considered shochet. So he's considered shochet. Now, again, you see, according to Rabbi Yavetz, is considered, the Maaseh Shechita is considered being realized on the Uber. So we certainly can understand as to why it's considered chocolate. But according to the Rambam, the Maaseh Shechita is considered realized only on the mother, not on the Uber. So then you can ask, why should it be considered chocolate? Kommt der Ramiyane zu ihm, ist denn, why it's considered a Shabbat. Because the same way that is realized on the group of the mother is how the being considered to be realized on the group of the fetus. So it's Shabbat. But according to the Rambam, the Maisi Shrite is considered how the being to be realized on the group of the mother. But it's another halacha. The Ruva, the fetus, becomes Nita. The fetus becomes Nita through the Shrit, through the Maisi Shrit of the mother. So why should we consider Shabbat? No, so it's, that's not difficult, because it's true that the Maisi Shrite was never realized according to the Rambam on the fetus. But since the fetus becomes Mutar Ba'achile through the Shrit of the mother, so mainly the fetus itself acquires a status of Shabbat. A status of Shabbat. So he is completely Shabbat. The Uber, the Makuya is completely shot. Now when that Uber was brought out by him and Almay, and then they had a blood, so that blood inherits the status of the each either parent. So we see, I mean, from this Gemara, that there is a concept of Yerusha. In his status. In other words, if one parent, now in the case where both parents, the father and the mother, have been takues, so then is muta bachina without any shrit. Why? Because each parent is a shochot, has it been shochot. So mainly the offspring also has it been shochot. There's an union of Yerusha and the status. In other words, an offspring, even in animals. So the offspring acquires the same status of the parent. But if both parents have the same status, so there is no problem. But if the mother does not have the status of the shochet, the father of the blood has a status of the shochet. So the male, the blood. So how is it determined? Is it shochet or is it not shochet? According to all the other shochet. So it's considered same shochet. Since, because he inherits the status of shochet from the father, and he inherits the status of non-shochet from the mother. So what is the conclusion? So in final analysis, he's considered same shochet. So the male sees when the blood is born, he is semi-shochut. So the male no shchite is effective. In other words, shchite can be mati only if the shchite is realized upon an animal, upon a behemoth, that is before the shchite takes place, is realized, so it's completely natural. But if he is semi-shochut before the shchite begins, so that kind of a shchite is not effective. That's the other. Easy avad no takon. Pirish kim shein sivad no lebi beim adam. Vein lehet tamikir shchite sivay. Shari yuri nishchat adai. Mimei lehu tzor nishchite atzme. Vihu atzme nishchat kvo chetzi. Dahayim zadovi. Shoi yo ben kakua. Vichetzi shizad nimei adai tzor shchite. Yoshe kishu tisa achsho. Yosea mishu shie bein chetzi vichetzi. This is a little strange. Who may she shie? Rashi mentions she. But Rashi's shita is that the whole aloha is not only with the ilchas. So we don't pass like Rashi. We pass like the other shayim. According to the other shayim, we don't have to resort to Shia. Why resort to Shia? Because since the father was a shok, was completely, had the status of completely shok. The mother had the status of completely non-shok. So then the blood inherits both characteristics, the shochet status and the non-shochet status. So, what will become? So it's considered semi-shochet. So the male, why do we have to resort to Shia? Even if there hadn't been a tool of Shia, Shchita could still not be effective, because Shchita can only be effective in a behemoth that is at the outset, not shochet at all. But If at the very outset the behemoth is semi-shochet, then shchit is not effective. We don't have to resort to shia. Why? Where did the Taz get the time of shia that he got from Rashi? But Rashi says that the whole Aloch is not only the Yilchaseh. It's only true because Rav Mishal Shia agrees with Rav Ame, and according to Rome, so Yesh Betakon. So why did the Taz adapt that explanation of Mishim Shia? We don't have to resort to Shia, according to the other Mishim. Alright, the Oadi, in the Hot Be'emo, the Alma, the Oein Baspakor, the Yeride, the Einri Vatakon, the Einri Vatakon. Now, the Gemara mentions the case where the father was a Baspakor and the mother was a Be'emo down. So, the Taz says the same thing is true, the mother is a Baspakor and the father is a Be'emo down, with the Alma. So, Ibrahim Baspakua will be the name of the Kohen. Chikos Masha. Abo Lumi Si Avlad Lumi Radadayi. Ela Acha Shem Mishchata. Ime. Nitzo Biseicho. Abo Gav Shem Yitrisa Haka. Mikol Lokin Kvo Hutel Bishchita Sime. Ela Shem Tzorech Haka Shchite Mishmar Esayim Kiloi. Vichei Mimohog Dein Madaon. Vihei Baspakua. V'nishchato, v'nimtzo v'lad v'seicho, v'muteh ha'v'lad v'lo ha'v'lad v'chol sh'tesatz mikwal, v'huta v'menime, mikeya v'beimo secheiru, v'avo pishakim hitkis in tzor shkutim ha'teiro, v'ayin ha'yi v'kobu ben kutu shu v'charati, v'yish v'zgam v'yim v'sivvei, v'nire, that's something else, kim v'yo et ha'kome ha'lise v'lad, chlo v'gam k'nosach, v'zav v'mizeh, simen v'dalot, because after Mize, seeing without Tifei, I mean, it's a little strange. Why does he say because after Mize? Here it's Simen Yudgimu, and without comes before Simen Yudgimu comes before Simen Yudgimu. So why does he say because after? So it's mashma that the Taz didn't write, you know, Kisidron on every Simen. If many times he wrote his comments, let's say on Simen Yudgimu, before he wrote his comments on Simen Yudgimu. And Simen Yudgimu, that's why he said it. I mean, that's another thing. But the Taz says, has the same aloche, mentioned the same aloche as the Bach. Actually, it's the Bach Shite. And the Shach is ready. Now, the Taz, the Bach and the Taz say, suppose, now, here the Gemara says, that if one parent is Ben Pakwe, who became a Shochet, who acquired a status of a Shochet, before he was born, and the other parent is a regular behemoth, so then the blood is considered semi shochet, so in the So the Bach and the Taz says, however, suppose the father is a regular behemoth, the mother is a Baspakua, and then somebody was shaking the mother while this blood, now this blood is a hybrid blood. In other words, one parent, the father, is non-shochet, and the mother is a shochet. And then the sheikhet slaughtered, he was sheikhet, the mother, while the blood was still the meime. So he was sheikhet, the mother, in the mother who is a bas pakur. So he was sheikhing the mother who was all the time in Bas Pakua, and while this blood was Meimo. So then the blood is Mutabakir. The Bach says and the Taz says. The Shach is Chilek. The Shach is Chilek. Why the Shach Chilek? The Shach is Chilek for a very simple reason. Because if the mother is a Bas Pakua, So what does it mean? The mother is a shchuto. So you realize, can you realize a shchite in shchuto? So you just cut it with a knife. Once a behemoth is a shchuto, so mele, how can you affect a heta shchite by making another shechita. It's already shechuta. Yes.
It had been the other way around, that the father was bet mekuah and the mother was a regular animal.
Then it would be all right. Then it would be all right. But and the shechita was realized in the mother, and the mother is a regular animal. So there is no problem. But the shach stayne against the back. You see the shach, you will see the tas. But the same thing that the tas says, the back says. And the shach is masik against the back. He says, how can the back say that he, the father, is a regular man, and the mother is a bas pakua? And she was a bas pakua all the time. But now she is 10 years old, the mother. And she is about to give birth to a baby. And then the sheikha comes, and before the baby has an opportunity to be born, so the sheikha shech the mother. So the Bach says, then that baby is muta for the shechite that is realized in the mother. So that's what the Bach says, and that's what the Taz says. So the shech says, what kind of shechite is realized in the mother? The mother is already shechita. Now, I mentioned that there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yavetz and the Rambam. What's the halacha that is a new Rabbi Yitzchak? According to Rabbi Yavetz, so it means that the Maise Shchite that is realized on the goof of the mother is considered al pedim to be realized in the goof of the fetus. But according to the Rambam, no. The Maise Shchite that is realized only on the goof of the mother. Not on the goof of the fetus, but it's a special aloha that the maize shechita of the mother is matir, the fetus matir, but the maize shechita is not considered to be realized on the goof of the fetus. Now, so according, now of course the shach's time seems to be very reasonable, very sound, but can we explain the Bach's law and the Taz's law? Now, if we are going to say like Rabbi Yavetz, then we cannot say like the Bach and the Taz. Then we must say like the Shach, if we say like Rabbi Yavetz. But if we say like the Rambam, then the Maise Shchite is considered being realized only on the roof of the mother, but not on the roof of the fetus. But Then the fetus becomes Mutter Bachille from the Meise Schritte of the mother. But a Meise Schritte is not realized in the mother. So then we can still say like a shot. Because since the Meise Schritte of the mother is Matia, the blood, Bachille, so Mele, the blood has a thing of shock. Even though it's not, even out the deen, it's not considered shock of Benzir. But there's a deen shock. But if we say, like the Rambam, that the Maise Shkutu is considered being realized only on the mother, and not on the blood, then we can understand the Bach's word. But we don't have to say like the Bach, we can still say like the shock. But if we are going to adopt this word, or from Yavet, then we couldn't even say like the Rambam. But if we adopt the score of the Rambam, then we can say like the Shah, and we can say like the Rambam. All right.
March 19th, 1981. Yud Adar Sheni, Hashanah Tav Shin Mem Aleph, B'Yayin Ho.
Last time, so we went over Sittes. The Simen Yudgimel. So the Taz says that and this is also mentioned by the Bach, the same Shite, וכן נמרוב בהימו דעל ואין בס פקור ונשרתו ונמצא בועד בסייכו ומותר הבועד. So if the father is a baby down and the mother is a bas pakur, and then this mother the bas pakur, so who was taken out from its mother's womb, so and was nishreto and vinimtzov vlad b'seichu. So the mutter of vlad, because if let's say she this vlad which is really the grandchild, so of the original behemoth. So if it hadn't been, if this blood, the grandchild, so had it been the bas pakur, so then it would be osa. Why? Because he would be considered a semi-shochet. Because the father of this blood was a non-shochet, and the mother, who herself was a bas pakur, so was a shochet. So the male, this blood was a semi-shochet. With a semi-shochet. So if it hadn't been a bas pakur, if shchita had not been realized upon the mother of that grandchild, so then it would be osa. But since shchita was realized upon the mother of that grandchild, so mele it becomes muter as a bas pakur of the behavior of the mother. This is what the Taz says, and this is what the Bach says. All right, and then the Mutar Avlad, the Mutar Avlad, the Chol Shchitas Atzmichal, the Hutab Meime Mikei Abehimu Sechel. We have a fish akin hikis in Tzor Shchitim Adela, and I hit the Kolim Ben Kuto Shezachalti Itzel Yesh Megam Kinim Zibreiz. So he says, and the Bach also mentions the Raya from the Gemara of Kol Mikut. Now, the Raya from the Gemara of Kol Mikut, there is no Raya, because over there, the Kluto is not the Bas Pakur. It's not the Bas Pakur, Mashiach can hear. Over there in Kol Mikut, so the Kluto is not the Bas Pakur, the Kluto, he just had a certain aberration. but was not the Bas Bakur. But here we have two generations Bas Bakur. The mother originally was a Bas Bakur because the Shechita was realized on the grandmother of that blood. And now this behemoth herself, the mother of the grandchild, is a Bas Bakur. So, there is no analogy between the Gemara of Kolut ben Pluto. Because there in the Gemara of Kolut ben Pluto, Pluto was not a Bas Bakur. So the mother was not a Shchuto. Mashiach in here, so the mother of the grandchild was a Shchuto already. So how can a Shchite be realized on a Shchuto? A Shchite can be realized on someone that is not Yochut, but on someone that is Yochut, how can a Shchite be realized? So of course, there is no analogy between this and the Gemara of Kolut ben Pluto. So there is no raya from the Gemara. But the Shah is Masik and that's indeed Mitzvah Asmor. There is no raya from the Gemara and the Mele. He is Masik and the Etzendim of the Bach, which is the with which the Taz agrees. He says, the Shah says, how can this grandchild blood be Muter through the Shchita realized on the mother when the mother herself has been a Shchuto for a number of years? Now we saw that there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yavetz and the Rambam Pirshamish, and the Rabbi Yavetz and the Rambam Pirshamish. So the question is whether in the case where the blood is a traitor, in the case where the blood is a traitor. Now, in the case where the mother turns out to be a traitor, so then of course the blood is not mutter. How can Shchita be traitor be matia, the mother or the blood? So it's not a Shchita. But suppose the mother is not a traitor, but the blood, the ben pakur, happens to be a traitor. So Rabbi Yavetz says that the blood is not mutter b'shchita simei, even though the mother is not a traitor. And the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh says that the blood is mutter in spite of the fact that the blood is a traitor. So we explain it. That in other words, that the machleket between Rabbi Yavetz and the Rambam Pirush HaMishneh is on the question, what's the halacha that it's muta b'shchitas imo? So according to Rabbi Yavetz, it means that the ma'ase shchita realized on the mother. Now, of course, it goes without saying that when someone realizes the ma'ase shchita in a behemoth, even though he just applies the sacking to the simonim, he doesn't apply to any other organ of the group, but we cannot say, that the Ma'ase Shchita is realized only on the neck, on the throat, on the tzadarabim. Just because the Sakin HaShchita cuts only the simonim, the Veshet and the Koneh, doesn't cut any other organ. It's one behemoth. So in Melech, when the Ma'ase Shchita is realized on the tzavor, al pidin, we say that the Ma'ase Shchita was realized on every part of the behemoth. So Melech, so according to Rabbi Yavetz, so the Ma'ase Shchita and the mother is considered to have been realized on the plateau, on the fetus too. According to the Rambam in Pirush HaMishneh, the Ma'ase Shchita that is realized on the mother is considered to be realized on the mother, not in the blood. But it's a halacha that the blood, the fetus, becomes muta ba'achile through the ma'ase shchita realized on the mother. But not that al pidin we consider that the ma'ase shchita is realized upon the blood. Now, so it goes without saying that according to the svore of Rabbi Yavetz, we couldn't even say like the Bach and the Taz. Couldn't even say. So how could the Bach and the Taz say that this second generation ben pakua becomes muter, bishritas, bishritasime, who herself is a bas pakua. What kind of bishrita is it? It's just like cutting the leg of the mother. She's already a shrita, the vice is shrita. The vice is shrita is considered to have been realized years ago. Years ago, when, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whenever the mother was taken out from its mother's womb. So, how is a child to say that this is in a vice shrita when before the shrita, a vice shrita had already been realized years ago? So, we couldn't say. So, according to Rabbi Yavetz, we certainly couldn't assume like the Bahamatas, as Bahamatas. But, even if we say like the Rambam, that the Maise Shrita realized on the mother is not considered to be realized on the Vlad, but it's a special aloche that the Vlad, the fetus, is neater through the Maise Shrita on the mother. But no Maise Shrita is considered to have been realized on the fetus. So we still could say, even according to Rambam Mishnah, it would still be very reasonable to say like the Shach. In other words, that since the mother has a status of a shchuto because of the shchita that was realized years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, and its mother, when this present mother was in the womb of its mother, so mainly no shchita can be realized, can be matter now. The shchita can only be material on someone who doesn't have the status of a shchuto. But someone who has the status of a shochet, so shchita cannot be a matter, even though no mice shchita is realized in the blood. But, so we still could say like a shach, but if we say like Amper Shamishne, then we can even say like the Bach and the Taz. But actually, I mean, what the shach says is more misaba. But according to the Rambam's story, we can say the shite of the Bach and the Taz also. Now let's see the Shach. Sif Gedalit. In the Shach. Now, Ben Tes Chai, She Nimtza B'mei Shchuto K'sheyo, V'gode U'bo Al Behema Da'alme, V'heili, Ei Se Yavlad, Ei Takone B'shri. Rav Mishal She Yizdi. So Rashi says that Rav Mishal She Yizdi can only accord with Ravali, but other Rishonim Achirim can Rashi that it accords with Rabbi also of Dalet Simon Machshir Achmone. So that's the way it passed, not like Rashi. V'imbo al bas pakua kayetzebe. So then through the heredity from both parents, so he acquires his status of shochut. So there's no problem. The only problem could arise in with Rabbanon because of Marasayim. So if his chag of Hagabi character, so he requires shchita. So he requires that shchita. So atzik v'adidas komeyu v'chulam tzidah shchita v'nivreyem v'inatrei v'sbeisokem. But if one parent is a ben pakur who has the status of a shochut, and the other parent is a behemah da'almeh, does not have the status of a shochut, so then the blood, their blood is a hybrid and is considered semi-shochot, semi-shochot. Rashi mentions the term of Shia. Rashi mentions the term of Shia. But according to Rashi, so the whole Hilchasa is not only, it's not only Hilchasa, the whole member of Shalshi is not only Hilchasa. So we could say that all the Rishonim who say that it is al-Bedil Chaseh, so we don't have to resort to Shia. We don't have to dwell to Shia. However, some of the Sekeli mention Rashi's time of Shia, but it's not necessary to resort to the time of Shia. According to Rashi, so we have to say, we have to explain it on the basis of Shia, but according to other Sheini, who say that the reason is why Rav Mishal Shia says, because the blood, the hybrid, is in some Yishofut, so the Mele, we could say, Shchite is not in Matia. Is not in Matia, in someone who is in some Yishofut. We could say that. Alright, but still, the Taz mentions the time of Rashi anyway. Even though it's possible to say that according to the other Rashi, we don't have to resolve Rashi. Alright. So the Herit, the Shach, and Sifri Dalet, Nira do Tar Kikiku Aturam Chaba, Usho Poski, because of the Herit, La Fukesh in Loinera, El Nimzabo, Huta Bishkita Sinek, Huta Bishkita Sinek, the Herit Sinek Klau, Sharei Kishochit, Sharei Kishochit, Ben Mitzadime, Ben Mitzadobi, Umuta Kibem Pakut Alme, the Herit, Kos Rabach, the Herit Nira Moshevash, because of Rabach, with the Lishenei, we near Edo Adin, והיא משה בואו בס פקור, ונשחתו הפקור, ונמצא בו ולד, דייסי ולד נאמנית בשחית הסימאי, כי נמוכח משנה בס על הבעיה, דימאי ומיכל גרמי, what is בס הבעיה? That's in connection with God. So the Atur Shemes, one the first version says, that even if there is one generation mutation, so it's muta. So that is enough of a heker, so that people will not make a mistake. So to eliminate the union of Marasai. And the second version, only when there are two generations mutation. Kolu Benkalu. So Kilimuchach Mishne Basra Dabaya. That's what the Bach says. The Maire Michaidam. Will Yambin on Kim Din and Liboy Shritim La Teire. The Avlad Boy Shrite. I chayshino mizera kilim boishin natira vabad boishkite I chayshino mizera im kenu nita mishresime ela amrino omrin buye yichol ubeim omar behakel b'chol inyen shenita hoeim b'achil anita gam avad b'achil agavim eim nitzuk zich ad kal shenay this is what we're going to do viteme yu mishne basra da baye so what kind of a guy is it from mishne basra da baye mishne basra da baye maire shu kol ubeim pakla the Haile Shin Mitzobimei Kluto, the Akluto Eino Bas Pakua, Elo Nifkat Reiso, Vize Hakolut Nimzebo, Nimzebo, Uchmishi Kosu Bisikot Zayet, Avoli Nimzob Labi Bas Pakua, Shemisabron Bimet Aume, Yeshema Akimisha Bas Pakua, Zoe Sinzo Shrite, Eina Vladita Mishrasime, Vamu Kiyom, Vishal Simelech Mitzadovi, Vabeis, Shehu Mitzadime, הרי הוא כשוחו, ואין לי את הקונה, ולמרבינו מריבוי הדלבי מוסחנו. אלו כל היכה, דיניתה בשתסימי, אבל כאן, שאיני מצורך שחיתה, הרו לי כלוי נשחתו, והרו לי כאן כבלת, כי יום הוא דיין את הקונה. אבל אין את הקונה. How can a שחיתה be effective in a behavior which already has a status of shock? Alright. So that's the machlokes between the Bach and the Taz and the Shach. Now, Harei Bnoi Uben Bnoi, Pirish Apiru Neil Bekidera Chanilodim, Rak Shemeyem Yoveyu Gam Kino Vinyinom, Ki Yaitzi Ben, Shem Pakueis, Oy Shemeyu Lum Pakueis. So, as long as it's, as he has the status of a Shochot, in both parents, some Mele, so Mele is Muta. Tzri Roshitem in Ibrahim, Kim Shifu Zara Bekat. Hashem Chet Ez Abayim, Umotso Bot Musei, Aval Pishu Yiktoer, Haridrosa Bachir, Luyuta Minanimtso Bibheimo, Minanimtso, Luyuta Minanimtso Bibheimo, Elo Mashe Yeish Lo Yipaus. That's the Loshna Rambu. Now, the other Shemi, Tensis and Rosh say that it doesn't mean that it depends upon the parson. It doesn't depend upon the parson. It depends upon the mean parson. Not upon the parson. So, the Mechaber adapted the Roshna Rambam. And from the Roshna Rambam it appears that it depends upon the parson. So in other words, that special Zerus HaKosu, that it's also if he doesn't have the power, so it depends upon the power. So if, let's say, Yashayechid is a behemoth, Yashayechid is a behemoth, and you find a vlad. So according to the Rambam, even if the vlad has the tsume of a behemoth mamish, but he doesn't have the power. He doesn't have the power. It has the leg of a chicken. So then it's also back here. Suppose it's that way around. Well, there can be all kinds of variations. So suppose it's that way around, that the leg happens to be the leg of a baby, power, so everything. But the head, the whole goof, the tzura of the whole goof is of a bird. That can also happen. So then, according to the Rambam, as long as it has the parso, so it's mut. Cases in the Rosh say, the Gemara doesn't mean parso, parso mamish. It means the mean of a parso. In other words, if it has the tzume of a leif, then it's osa. Then it's osa. If it has the tzume of a leif, even though it has the leg of a behemoth or a parso, so it's still osa. And if it has the tzume of a behemoth, even though the leg is the leg of a bird, of a chicken, so it's good. So in other words, the mechaber, yes, what?
According to the lashon that tells us of the rush, right, what is it meant by the lashon of parsa?
Min parsa.
Min parsa. Why this lashon?
Well, that's what it means, min parsa. Because in other words, those behemoths that have the parsa, so that have the hoof, so then they have a special tzur. So that's what it means. Alright, now. So, the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. And the Rambam says, V'yeshemri, that's like the thesis in the Rosh. V'yeshemri, the afilu parseis of kutis, rak she yehideime, li beheimo she bimino, min she yesh le pas. Of V'yeshemri. Lo yutana, why is it that's a gemara? Shechem ksi, kol matfeses parso, bibehemo isus achelo, vidor shechazal kei. So the reason is why, according to Tetzel and Rosh, the gemara mentions parso, because we learn it out from the posik that says matfeses parso. So that's why the gemara uses the Rosh in parso. But when the posik says matfeses parso, the posik has reference to a certain kind of a species. Kind of a species, let's say a cow, or a sheep. So they have a parasol. So it means that kind of mitzvah, that kind of mitzvah. All right. V'yeshemri, who does a taste of the rosh, v'siyaito, v'svirale, the love be parasol for the mitzvah. Elo b'min sheyeshli parasol. Elo shekosho lechire, b'ma shekosho vara, most v'shemim agree with that chite. As a matter of fact, I mean, the Ran mentions that chite, the Ran mentions Yesh Miforshi, who say that chite, and from the Roshan Rambam, it's mashma that way. As a matter of fact, the Rambam doesn't even spell it out. But Ms. Yosef says that that's the Shinas Rambam, like the Yesh Miforshi that the Ran mentions. So, but still the Mechaba passes things like that. So he says, Elo Shikosh Lechir and Mashikosh Barad, the few parses of Plutus, Rakshehei, Deimel Behemo, Do Bechai Gavne, Vadai Leke Mandi Polik. In other words, it appears from the Russian of the Rambam something very strange. He said, the Rambam says, V'yeshem. So that means that the Shita of the Mechaber is to the counter. But what case does he mention V'yeshem? V'yeshemri da filu parseis of glutes, rak shehei deimeli beimo, shed mino min sheyesh lepas. That some say that even if the blood has a parso that is called, what does it mean? Parso that is called. A parso that is called means it's not split. One of the simonetare in a behemo is a split hoof. Malagel will choose the cards and Machas is parasol, a split hoof. So if, let's say, a certain animal does has the hook, but it's not split. It's not split, so then it's a behemoth male. So it's a surabachel. So the Gemara says, Yeshemrin, that will pass of putis. So it's also Buddha, according to Yeshemrin. Even though it's not split. The implication being, only according to Tesis and Rosh, it's Mutter. As long as the general Tzure is a Tzure of a behemoth male. Even though the leg is not split. But in the case where the leg is the leg of a behemoth, it's not a leg of a chicken, it's a leg of a behemoth. But it's not split, and everybody agrees that it's chaos. If the Rambam will agree, I mean, that's a Gemara Mefereshes. That's a Gemara Mefereshes of Kovod Ben Pluto. Of Kovod Ben Pluto. So, even the Rambam will agree that if it has a hoof of a behemoth, that is typical of a behemoth, even though the hoof is not split, the Rambam will also be made split, but that's a Gemara Mefereshes. The Rambam Shite and the Yishni Foshim in the Ram is only if it has no hoof at all. It has like a bird's leg. It has a bird's leg, or it has no legs. Sometimes such an operation can also happen. That the vlad has no legs. So then, in that case, the Shite of Rambam means that it's also Bachile. But if it has a hoof, but the hoof is not split, then even the Rambam is made in Suda. So why does he say V'yei Shemrin that will pass of glutens? So he should say V'yei Shemrin that will emo pass of plow, not a pass of glutens. Pass of glutens according to everybody, it's Suda Bachile. But a filo emo pass of plow. So. But the tzure, the general tzure of the vlad is of the behemoth, so it's muteres bachile. That's what the Rambam should say. Oh, so that's the kash. So kosher bachile, mashivos of the rab, that will pass of putis, that she heidena li behemoth. Don't chay gab me vada like a man de polik, vusha sov, vish perik am kash, di behemoth kutam meipo o muter. Ve'adri shohuk shohi gamke, the Adivim and the Hadlashino, the Akilim and Parasas Klau with them. The Prishen raises the same question, but he formulates it in a strange way. He says, the Rambam should mention a big achidosh. It's not only that. It's not a big achidosh. In that case, so it's Mutter according to everybody. Right. Because of this Abishay. So the Prishen says, משום תספיר לרמו, שאין הרמב מעצר שאין לי בין מנציל בין פרסס, אלו בינון, so שימצא בו בהימו, שבמינו יש פרסס, ויאב שאין רק להם כלל, או יתירג לינו, גם כן קושב, הוי ליל, ומין בהימו זו, יש לו פרסס בהחשב, ורמו היסי, יאפיל, So the Trisha says that the Rambam holds that the Rambam Shite is not exactly like the Yishni Foshim that the Rambam mentions. Shein the Rambam Matzlich, Sheyehei Beimo Hanitzit the Beimo Parsis, Elo Beinon, Sheyitzo Bo Beimo, Shebimino Yish Parsis, Ve'avol Pish, Vav Sheinu Ragwai Kwa, Oikirag Olein. So the Rambam is not Chilk, then according to what the Trisha says, so the Rambam Shite is, and the Rambam is not even chayrik, and the Antesis and Rosh. Oy kirag liyeno, gam kin kosher. Hoy omim behim ozu, yesh lo par nosher. The Rambam heisi, de afilu, nimtso visecho gomo, ve in lo par se sklal, elo kirag liyeno, elo kirag liyeno, oy sheim lo, raglayim, vigamino, אילו הם פרסיס בהכשירו, אלו פרסיס אוף קלוטייס, דהיינו כחמיה, שכולו פרסיס אוף קלוטייס, אפילו הוכה, כאילו שגומל זה, הוא מין בהימו, רוצה לימה, שמינו שבכלל שם בהימו נמצאו עם בהימיס, שיש להם פרסו בהכשירו עם קושה, מה שאין כנאי, שאין לו Shem Behemo. Sheino of Shem Behemo. So what the, according to what the Drisha says, the Rambam Shite, so it's not that there are more paskins like the Yeshni portion in the Ram. And then most poskim assume that the Rambam Shite is like the Yeshni portion in the Ram. But, in other words, that the Rambam, on the contrary, that the Rambam also agrees with Tesis and the Rosh. Tesis and the Rosh. But, so what does he add? He adds another Chiddush, that even, not only that it's muter, as if the blood is something that b'mino yishvarsis, but even if it needs a b'seichel gomor, that is parsis of putin, so I could say that's worse. In other words, if the blood has is of a mean that has parsis, but it has no legs at all, so then it is muta. Mashalim came, if it needs a b'seichel gomor, so then it's worse. So the Rambam says, even in that case, of course it's a very strange pshat. I mean, udvorov chuki, veid, din keik von izboyea, bidivri a Rambam shakel tolu bidmus. So then we have to say that Rambam shite is also like Tesis and the Rosh, that it's tolu bidmus, not in the actual parson. Ulei zetzele chesi v'rav shum dobo, void man yishemrim, who are that yishemrim? So, I mean, that pshat of the Drishi is a very strange pshat. ואני לא מבין, אז הייתי בואו שהרב היבין דברי המחבר כמו שכיוון המחבר עצמו וכמו שכוסו בספקות מיוצאים וכוי עשיב, ניקומה לא יהודם לנמצא מבהם בו אלא מה שיש לפרסו לראות צומרים לה כי שיש לפרסו אף על פי שהוא בלי סביב אוקיי, אני חושב את זה לא לפי המזדה הייתי בואו שהרב העבר יהיו המחבר כמו שקים המחבר עצמם וכמו שקושב בסיפקות מלזי וכו יעשית וכאום הלויות הממנים צו לבהימו על מה שיש לפרסו לראש הרימה כי שיש לפרסו אף על פי שהוא דמיסי is muta, in other words, which is the yesh beforshin that the Rambam mentions, and that is attributed to the Rambam, not the way that Risha says that the Rambam agrees with the cases in Rosh. Vikoma, v'yesh eimrim, ולא יהודה אפילו פרסי סוף קרוטס כשהוא דמוס אי. So he says that פרסי סוף קרוטס relates to the case where there is a דמוס אי. ולא יהודה אפילו פרסי סוף קרוטס כשהוא דמוס אי. In other words, because in contrast to the Shem, and the Yesh Mephoshim Darah, that the important criterion is parsis. So he says no. The criterion is suras behemo, dmus behemo, not parsis. So the mele, it's not muter. If the tsura is not the tsura of a behemo, if the general tsura of the blood is a tsura of a bird, even though it has parsis. That's what he says. It has parses putes. So in other words, parses putes and unsplit hoof. So that means it has real, it has actual parses. But if the tsure is a tsure of an eiv, so it's osa. That's according to the shite of Tesis and Rosh. But then there is one deicha, monefshah. If he wants to tell us a chite, so why does he say, after the parses of putes, let him mention the bigger chidesh, that as long as the general tsure is the tsure of a bird, even though the pulses, on the contrary, are split, the pulses look the same like the pulses, like the feet, the legs, of a behemoth, of a cow. But as long as the general tsure, let's say the head, is the head of a bird, so it's also, so it would be even a bigger fish. Why did he say, Kutes means that it's not the way it appears in the Behemoth Teilo. The Kutes is the way it appears in the Behemoth Meyo, that's in Hameyo. But But in the Behemoth Taylor, it's not Prutes, it's Machrez is Parasol. So let him say, Umashaloi, Shelashmino, Vibuse do Rehutar, affiliationally based Parasis, Kishit Musei, Mishin Parasa, Echo the base Akal Shop, Vichemu Hakrima without a nation. Lakshu, hey, Daniel, the Behemoth, Shedmino, mean Shelishly Parasa, Kalima, Hacker, Tom, with Moose. ולא עם פרסה, וזהו כדס איזה סורוש, לרשבו, והרב, לרמי רוחם, והטור, והרב המגיד, וסביר לי, דחקי אותו לא בגמוס, ואם יש לי בגמוס בהימו, אפילו אם פרסה כבר הוא קושה, כי אם יש במינו פרסה, ואם הוא דמסי, אפילו יש לי פרסה עושה, וכן יפוס כבר שאול שם עשרים בייס. וואי, השייך את זה בהימו, הוא מוצא בבריה, שיש לו שני גם ושני שטרויס, עושה. So that is, that is the Gemara in Nideh, that of Dalet, and it's the best that Rav says, that he learns Dalet from the Pesuk Hasur, and Zeru Dechelu, as Hasur. What is Sur? So Rav says, Sur is a barrier sheish lo shnei gabim u shnei shidrois. So it's especially Yisrael Raisi. Especially Yisrael Raisi, even though it has all the simonita. But if it has shnei gabim, ושני שדרויס, so it is also, it is also. In other words, and that is also, you see, like this, it should be also because of paper, if it is born like that. So even without the special Isa against the soul, because such a paper certainly couldn't live very long if it has Shnei Gabi Mishnei Shidrois. Two spies, so it should be a trade. But if it, if without the special Zerzakosu, so it would be also if it is born. If it is born that way. But suppose it is a Baspakuo, in other words, you check the mother, and then inside the mother's womb, you found this kind of a, this kind of a, of a, of a bell. So, without a special Zerzakosu, it would be Mutia, even though it's a paper, according to all the Shem, except Rabbi Yavetz. But that's the Halacha, that's the Machleket between Rabbi Yavetz and the Rambam. And all the Shem agree with the Rambam. Not with Rabbi Yavetz. So if there hadn't been a Zerzakosu of a Shasur, so then it would be Mutia Machleket, even though it's a paper. But here it's Osea, because of a special Isa. Of Sur. Oh, Mish Osam Shil Rachmon Agmere Rebeshe, Hashur Yisur, Valkom Chobi Meli'i Mei Agmere, Diosa, Shalim Yochim Nichye Yisat Yishua Achas Kishiyei Tzal Adrei. Alright. In other words, so, in other words, this is such a traitor. This is such a traitor that it couldn't even live Shoachas. It couldn't even live Shoachas. And that Gemara says that it couldn't live. Now the question is, that Gemara really presents a kasha against Rabbi Yavetz. Because since the Gemara says in Nideh that it couldn't even live Shoachas, so it's certainly a treibe. I mean, it's not worse, it's not better than a behemoth that has a perforated lung. So the question is, so even without the special Isa, even without the special Isa, he should still be Muta. He should still be Muta. So it's Ikashe against Rabbi Yavetz. Now let's see the motion of that very social. Motzobo den tisho meis, oi ben shmino chai, oi meis, aval pi she asoli u trefo, muta. Motzobo den tisho chai, vi hifris al kabikarke, vi nimzo trefo osa, do oto mishrite, mishin lo osa lichlufe di beim amali, o chanam et trefo zide. Motzobo den tisho chai, vi lo hifris al kabikarke, rabio kibum rabnie yolovi, she shrita si beim itarosi di trefo, vi osa. כן יפוסק רבי יארץ, ורבי נשמור בבטרו לא יהיה, מה תהיה משם כל בבהים עושה חיים ומניר נבוא. So Rabbi Shmuel is like the Chassidus Rambam. But I think that it was mentioned last time that there is a difference between Rabbi Shmuel's Sefer and the Rambam's Sefer. Because all the other Rishonim, except for the Rambam. So, I mean, there is one Rishi in the Balmud there, Rabbi Ephraim. So he passes completely like Rameya, that Ibn Teshai, so he's not even Nita Bishitasim. So that's the Rabbi Ephraim. But all the other Rishonim, including the Rambam, so they pass like Rabbi Yehuda, that Ibn Teshai is Nita Bishitasim. Still, in respect to the Chelev of the Ventes Chai, in respect to the Gidanoshe of the Ventes Chai, so the Rambam passes like Hamid. So we said that according to the Rambam, it's two separate machlikas between the Meir and the Yude. It's not, one is not dependent upon the other. In other words, we see that the Meir says that the Ventes Chai is Nita Mishrasim. And the Meir also says that the Chelev and the Gidanoshe of Ibn Teshai is awesome. Rabbi Yehuda says that Ibn Teshai is Muta Mishnasimeh. Rabbi Yehuda says it's awesome. It's not Muta. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's Muta Mishnasimeh. And furthermore, that the Chelev and the Gidanoshe of Ibn Teshai is also Muta. So, all the other Rishonim, except for the Rambam, so they hold that it's one machlekes, one is following the other. But the Rambam, he passes like Rabbi Yehuda in regard to the heter of the Ben Pakuya, Ben Teshai, of the Shirasimei, but the Chilev and the Gidagoshe of the Ben Teshai is Osa. He doesn't pass like Rabbi Yehuda in that. Because, so we said that according to the Rambam, there is a basic distinction between the heter of a Ben Ches Chai Omes or a Ben Ches Chai. Insofar as a Ben Ches is concerned, so then everybody agrees that it's Muta Mishkasimei, and not only that the Ben Pakui itself is Muta, even the Chelev and the Gidanoshe is Muta. And even Rameya is Muta. Why? Because of Xeres HaKosuf of Kobi Behimo. Because Kobi Behimo is a Chelev. But the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda is in regard to a Ben Teshai. So the Shitas HaRambam means it's two separate halachas, two separate machlekes. In other words, insofar as the Nisa